maybe get the Nes Hayam. So Sheyema b'Kone Nechta b'Kone Nechta. Rashi says, I maybe get the Nes Hayam. Kol Chutz Loretz calling the Nes Hayam. Bar Mitbod. Kidom Alikam. So according to Rashi, so when the Kame says Nes Hayam, it means every place from Chutz Loretz. That more called smuches, very close. But lezer in the after the kavod in the root. So according to Rav Gamliel, so according to Tanakame, if somebody delivers, if a shliya delivers, he get from smuches, like in the chago. So then he doesn't have to say for nechel. He does not have to say for nechel. Only if it's not smuches. However. Rav Gamliel says that even from smuches, but both Tanakame and Rav Gamliel agree that if a shliach delivers a get from what is called mufloyes, so then he does not have to bring, he does not have to say fenech fenech. So then Rav Lezer says, afil mikvaludim lulut, not only if the shliach delivers a get from smuches, even if he delivers a get from mufloyes, also. Now, what is smuches? Smuches means very near at Israel. Mugloyes is more than near. A certain city could be very close to at Israel, but it's not mugla. It's not enclosed within the tchum of at Israel. What is exactly the meaning of mugloyes, the enclosed within the tchum of at Israel? So Rashid Abdaled, I mentioned an example, I mean, we are not going to spend time on it. But the Miri, as we approach this Gemara, as we will see that Rashi. So, but the Miri says that there are two shittas. One pshat is that Mugloyes means that if it is surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Mugloyes. Let's say, if you have, let's say, here is Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and here is Chutz Loretz. Here is Chutz Loretz, and then you have a city that is surrounded by three sides of Eretz Yisrael. Here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael. So then it's called Chutz Loretz. That's one pshat in the mirror. A second pshat in the mirror is whether this coincides with the Rashid Abdallah or not, remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. But then the, another pshat that the mirror mentions in Mugloyes is that the Mugloyes means that if a certain village or a certain city is within the radius of 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's smuches means close, but it can be removed by more than 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael, it's still close. But if it is within 2,000 tamo, I mean that's like it's from Shabbos, so then it's called Mugloyes. So there are two pshat in the Miri, what Mugloyes is. But anyway, so here we have three shittas tanoi. The Tanakame. Tanakame says, I may be getting in a Sayam Toshim of Nechta Venechta. But from smuches, he doesn't have to say Venechta Venechta. Needless to mention, Mugloyes. Rav Gamliel says, even from smuches, he doesn't have to say Venechta Venechta. Yeah, that even from smuches he has to say Venechta Venechta, but from Mugloyes not. And Rav Lezer says that even from Mugloyes he has to say Venechta Venechta. Now, Rishenim raised a question against Rashi. Rashi says that the meaning of Nidnes Hayam is Chutzlaret. So that means that according to Tanakami himself, so any shliach who delivers a get from any city in Chutz Loretz, regardless how far it is from Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, Rashi is Madgish Chutz Loretz, Kol Chutz Loretz, Kol Nes Hayam. So suppose you have a city that borders on Eretz Yisrael, and it's 2 feet away, 1 foot away, 1 inch away from Eretz Yisrael, it's still Chutz Loretz. As long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz Loretz. So there, it follows that the Kone Tanakami is the same for Nechta for Nechta. But Rav Gamliel is the one who says, Afa Meivim Minarekim Minachaga. min rekem na chagor. That means from smuches, he doesn't have to say. So he has to say, I'm sorry. Even from smuches, he has to say. The implication being tanekame, he doesn't have to say. And Mubloy, certainly according to tanekame, he doesn't have to say. Because even Rav Lezer will agree, even Rav Gamliel will agree with tanekame, that from Mubloy, he doesn't have to say. But according to Rashi's Pshat, Kol Chuzma has come in as a yam, so that implies any place beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's 1 inch away, even if it's Mucheis and even if it's Mucheis, as long as it's Chuzma. So because of that, many of the Sheinim say that Midas Hayam does not mean Chutz Loretz. But as Tesva says, that Midas Hayam means Imokim Rochak. It doesn't necessarily have to be overseas, because overseas, a city that is overseas is far away. So any city that is far away, even it's a Yaboshia, I mean, even though it's not across the Yam. So it's called Medinas Yam. This is what the Ritva says. I mean, this is Tesis Shita also. Now the question is, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Kol Chutz Loretz called Medinas Yam. So then it implies that even according to Tanekame, who exempts Smuches and Mugloes from Lechta from Lechtam. But any city in Chutz Loretz, even 1 inch away, as long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So what is Rav Gamliel Meisig? What is Rav Gamliel Meisig? Now, so we have to say that according to Rashi, that even the Tanakame will agree that if a Shliah delivers a get, from a city that is Chutz Loretz, and proximity is of no importance, distance versus proximity is of no significance, even that according to the Kami, if a Shliya delivers a get from a city in Chutz Loretz, he has to say for Nechem. No matter how close it is. But Rav Gamliel says, maybe min rekem min hachagor. According to the Kame, maybe min rekem min hachagor, so he has to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. So has to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. According to Rav Gamliel, he has to say. But according to the Kame, he doesn't have to say before Nechtam for Nechtam if he's made min rekem min hachagor. Now the question arises, is rekem min hachagor in Eretz Yisrael or rekem min hachagor in Chutz Loretz? So most Rishonim say rekem min hachagor is. Most Rishonim say that Rekem Lechagor is in Chutz Loretz. However, when the Ritva raises the question against Rashi, Midinas Hayam, Pirsha Rashi, the whole Chutz Loretz kore Midinas Hayam, the Baum and Mof, the Lenire, the Mkeng and Gamliel Domar, the Mayim and Rekem Lechagor, Mayos and Mayim, Adinu, Vadim, Chutz Loretz, die mehr als Israel, die kulau mir nicht auch schimmel von den Echten von Echten. Wie lecker mir mehr, die wecken mich hagen mehr als Israel nicht nur. Elo schon die Kopf schon mehr die Gobel. Wie chit na, ham, wie lecker mir mehr, die wecken mich hagen mehr als Israel nicht nur. Elo schon die Kopf schon mehr die Gobel. So in other words, so the Ritva mentions the possibility of a teret and this kashi against Rashi. In other words, that we can say like Rashi, that even according to the Kame, any place, if a Shliya delivers, he gets from any place, from Chutz Loretz, no matter how close it is, he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. But from Rekem Lechagor not, because Rekem Lechagor is Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's all, is Eretz Yisrael. The Rekem Lechagor Rekem Lechagor Eretz Yisrael Ninu. Elo, Shelo Yikov Shum Eli Bogar. Now, if it's Eretz Yisrael, why does Rav Gamliel say that from Rekem Lechagor you have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam? Because, I mean, there's discussed thesis. Because Eli Bogar were not Kavish. And the Kedusha Rishenu is Kishol Shaito, the Kishol Zidovei, and the Kedusha Shnio is Kishol Zidovei, how we call him Kopshel Mitzrayim and Kopshel Yitbovel, so Rekim Mechago is comprised within those Kochim, so Mele he doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so that's why it's called Chutz Loretz, but actually it's Eretz Yisrael. So that, you cannot say that. We like to remain at Rekim Mechago Eretz Yisrael, and also Kopshel Yitbovel. We hit not a mean get Eretz Yisrael, in Zohrim von Lechtan, Dav ke Meisa, Shekopshu. Doma, but more, why can't we say that? Die Mismuchis und Mikloyis beharz Yisroel kriege. Mashma de Mechutzlanz. Elo, Shein, Smuchis. Vi aval pishin ish nitcheik. So he says, that's no, it's not a conclusive riot, because we can say, two, that that the Gemara talks of smuches and mukloyes be'at Yisrael, thus implying that itself is chutzlaret, but it's mukle be'at Yisrael. In other words, as the Miri says, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael from three sides, and so one side is open to chutzlaret, but on three sides it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So it's mashma that this itself is chutzlaret. Is chutzlaret. Now, if this itself had been chutzlaret, according to that pshat, so even Tanakami should say that he is required to say vonechta vonechta. So he can answer that. Ba'avad kishi yesh nitrik v'leima. Di b'mischoi, di b'smuchay, so m'kloi yesh lehi k'arara tishoi koma. Da'ayna meisim kochim shekopshu. Mikol mo kimen inire. L'chirek. So he says that it's not a conclusive raya. We can say like Rashi. We can say like Rashi. That the pshatim in the Zayam means chutzlaretz. So even that the Kami agrees that if Shliya delivers a get from chutzlaretz Amish that was not even kosher in Mitzrayim, no matter how close it is, it can be smuches to Eretz Yisrael, it can even be mugloyes to Eretz Yisrael. But if it is chutzlaretz Amish, that even the Mitzrayim will not give way, so even that the Kami agrees that he has to say for Lechta for Lechta. Yes, the same for Lechta for Lechta. But Rekem Bechagor Tanakama holds, he doesn't have the same for Lechta for Lechta. Because Rekem Bechagor and Kvaludim Lud, so, and Kvaludim and Kvaludim, so, it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim or Kopshu El Bobel. So Mele Tanakame holds, since it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim, so Mele, he doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. So to a certain extent it is Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam says that even though that Kedusha Rishenu is Kishon Shaitel Kishon Zivami, and Kedusha Shniu is Kishon Shaitel Kishon Zivami, how be Kochen Kopshu El Mitzrayim Kopshu El Bobel, like Beishon. So Beishon does not have any Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabi other dinim that are told in Eretz Yisrael, like smichen. You cannot be masmich in Chutz Loretz, you have to be masmich in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin that kol mokim shekopshel Mitzrayim, afal pi shel kopshel Bovel, like Beishon, you can be masmich. As a matter of fact, I wrote about that, I mean about the Tesis of Akko, and about this thing in a certain territory. I mean, in Bisitzchok, yes. All right, anyway. No, I don't want to look into it now. So there I discuss it. In other words, there are two things. There is Dushas Eretz Yisrael and there is Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, Ligabi Tumas Umaisreis. Ligabi Tumas Umaisreis. So that is telling Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. So Mimele, the Kedushe took effect through Kibush. The first Kedushe took effect through Kibush. And this Kedushe, the Kedushe that took effect through Kibush, so the halacha is, it's Kishon Shaito or Kishon Zivame. So with the Goles Vayis Rishin, the Chum Vayis Rishin, Goles Mechad Netzah, so the Kedushe that took effect through Kibush, Yehoshua terminated. So the Kedushe was gone. But then, what is the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? The plain meaning, the literal meaning of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Yisrael. What does it mean, the land of Israel? Now, suppose Jews would buy certain territory in Argentina. It's like Baron Rothschild. So he had that dream. I mean, there would be a settlement, a Jewish community in Argentina. And suppose they would buy a piece of land, a big piece of land, in Argentina or in any part of the world. So would, and title would be vested in Jews. Would that give it a din of Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael means, it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and then from Avraham Avinu, from the Oves, he descended by Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So too, in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chalukim. So every Shevet, as it is mentioned in Yeshua, so every Shevet got its chelik. And then, in the Shevet itself, so there was another distribution among the various Botirobis. So each Jew in Eretz Yisrael acquired a certain piece of territory, a certain piece of land, in which he had private title. But how about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim going to Yisrael Yishvati? So to whom does it belong? It doesn't belong to Yehuda, it doesn't belong to Binyamin. Yerushalayim going to Yisrael Yishvati. So to whom does it belong? So it doesn't belong to Jews. To whom does it belong? It belongs to Klal Yisrael. So even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, that was Yisrael Yishvati. So side by side with the private title that a certain Jew of that belongs to a certain Shevet had in a specific piece of land, there was the collective title that was vested in Klal Yisrael and in all of Eretz Yisrael, but in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, so that was distributed among the Shvatim and among the various Batiobes. So there is a individual title also, the individual title in a specific piece of land, but there is all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, there is no specific title of any specific Jew, but it's all vested in the Eretz Yisrael. It's all vested in the Eretz Yisrael. So, Mele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that collective title is vested in Klal Yisrael. So that gives it a din Halei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ligabi Smiche, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not. The fact that Klal Yisrael has collective title in Eretz Yisrael. So, Mele, that is enough to qualify it as a place where you can be masmich. You can be masmich all the gavlei glaluf. So the halacha is that the yir akrevo, the scaling of the yir akrevo, have to say yodeinu lo shofres adam hazeh. But a glaluf is only neig in Eretz Yisrael. It's not neig in Chutz Lo'aretz. So that doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. So again, every mocking that they live in Mitzrayim were Kedush, and even though they live Bobel were not Kedush, so the Kedusha Visheino, was Poka, and the Kedusha Shnio was not realized, was not Chalanet, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has. Why? Because the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Matone Me'achadish Boruch Hut Avraham Avinu. So Memele, of course it goes without saying, that the Golus Nebuchadnezzar or Golus Titus did not devise a divest title that the Klal Yisrael had in Eretz Yisrael. So mainly Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. So but Regabe, Mitzvah Tluis Boretz are based upon Kedushe. So Kedushe was bottom, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael was not bottom. Mainly, so this is what the Ritva says as a possible teretz on Rashi. And he doesn't agree with it, so he rejects Rashi's gap. But the Ritva himself says, "Av al pishiyesh litri galeima." In other words, there is no raya from the Gemara that the smuches and the mugloys are that according to the Nekame, the Shliya doesn't have to say before the Nechtam, So a chutz loretz. No, because according to Rashi, we have to say that if it's chutz loretz amish, it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then the Tanekame will agree that the Shliya has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. But Tanekame says maybe min harekim lachaga and kvaludim smuches umavlois, that while the Lubavel were not kevish, but the Mitzrayim were kevish. So the Melech Dushas Eretz Yisrael it doesn't have, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. So Mele, that's not Midnas Hayam. Midnas Hayam is called Chutz Loretz Mamish. That does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then, Rabbi Gamliel says, Aramid Merek Nachaka has to say from Nechta for Nechta. In other words, even though it is not Chutz Loretz, but it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he also has to say from Nechta for Nechta. But Rabbi Gamliel is made that Mubloitz, Mubloys, and that kind of a Mubloys that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael itself, and it's Mubloy in the Tchumim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Lezer says Even from such a place, he has to say Parachta Parachta. Whereas according to Tanakami and Ram Gamliel, he doesn't have to say Parachta. So the Ritva himself gives it carrots, but the Ritva doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat. But in Rashi, we have to say that what the Ritva says, Afal Kishiyeshuri. All right. Now you'll see that the Ri himself, in the Tesis of Divra Masl Mashkon Kedorem, says that Rekem Vechago is of Eretz Yisrael. The Ri himself, yes. Yeah, okay, so that's no kasha. He calls it chutz la'aretz because vis-a-vis kedusha, so it's chutz la'aretz. You see, as far as kedusha is concerned, it's chutz la'aretz. Yes? What kind of chat? Yeah, but he also means mochim ochet. I know. All right, okay. That I know. Then he is like the other Rishonim, like Tesis. But the Ritva assumes that Rashi means not mochim ochet, any chutzlaretz, and the Ritva himself mentions the possible taretz, but he considers it as a David. All right. Now the Tesis himself in the Divrei Masl, Vashkol Kedorim says that Rekem Vechago and Ashkelon are from Eretz Yisrael. Alright. Now, that means Mubvois. Means the other way around. So, according to Rav Stam of the Vishenim Yitzvim Likaimei, so we understand it very well. And the Maskon of the Gemara is that even according to Rabbi, who says that the Tamil from Nechdu from Nechdam is because of Lishmo, but Rabbi is leader of it. So that's why I'm in the Zayam, Vamil. So Agmunia means like Berlin. So there is an eastern zone and a western zone. So there are different governments. And they were makpid. You couldn't immigrate from one zone of the same city into the other zone. So mainly there was no communication. So Mimele have to say for Nechtu for Nechtu. Reb Yudei Mei Amirekem Le Mizrach, Le Rekem Ki Mizrach. Mi Ashkelon Le Dorem, Ve Ashkelon Ki Dorem. Mi Akko Ki Tzofen, Ve Akko Ki Tzofen. So in other words, Reb Yudei mentions borders. So he says, from Rekem and eastward, Rekem included. So if Yishmiah brings, he get from any place east of Rekem. And Rekem included. So he has to say from Nechtu from Nechtam. So that means that Rekem is the border, the eastern border. Mi Ashkelon Le Dorem. If Yishmiah brings a get from south of Ashkelon, and Ashkelon included. So he has to say from Nechtu from Nechtam, the idea of Chutz La'aretz. Mi Akko Litzof Bako Tzof. If Yishmiah delivers a get north of Akko, Akko included. So then he has to say from Nechtu from Nechtam. Why? So, first of all, in Eretz Yisrael they are giving Shmo, and then in Eretz Yisrael they are always saving it to Yerikan. But if the Baal comes and he contests it, he says it's forged. So then the Eidim have to verify it. These Eidim, the signatories themselves, or other Eidim, or a Besdin that recognizes the signature of the Eidim, so they themselves authenticate the gift. Now it's Rashi. I'm going to say Yankov, who's going to say Yankov, who's going to come up, so I'm going to say Yankov, who's going to be timing for the Gmor, who's going to say Abba, who's going to say Loche, Rekem Mechago, Tavu Shem Kodesh Borod, and Tavu Minam Bi Rekem Mechago, Ach in Kvaludim, Shem Yechutz Lores Lelut, Shem Yismuch Alok, Vim Eretz Yisrael, Mom Forish Puktaye, Hachomim Eim Mom Forish, Mai Meis, Vatane Kam Dereishe, במילס ואת ישראל בדינס הים, מהגמוניה לאגמוניה, בדמור מפורשי לאחה שלו בו שני הגמוניה, ומקפיד עם זה על זה שהוא יבין הגמוניה זו נכנוס ונחב אותו. רב יהודה אם אברקם למיסרח מרק מציבי לנפון ישראל חם מנס הים, ורקם עצמי דינס כמיסרח אי לא הגיע את ישראל, ואבי מרקם צורך לנפונך ופונך, וכן כולם רק מנסרח של ישראל וחוץ עלו, ויאשכו ותראינו, ויאקו ותראינו, אבל why doesn't he mention the borders, the western border? אבל מה יש לארץ ישראל למצוא לגבור? שהם הגודל וגבור, כי נחסיב וגבור ים, בואי לוחם הים הגודל. אם יש לו דבר, אם שבר מהארץ ומזויה, יזכאים בכי עצמו, וידו ידו הידים הוכסים הסידיהם, וידים אחרים יכירו הוכסים הסימוס על כושר, ואם אינו לוברים, מסתום הכושר, דופקים לשמור, וידים מצויים תומד לקיים, כי דאמרים המדמור רבות הדינים כבוי, Mishnah says that Hamevi get the Eretz Yisrael and Mitzor Shein al Ponech to Ponech V'yengei Shal Oveir Im Yiskayim V'chaisma V'yengei Shal Oveir Im Yiskayim V'chaisma. So that means only if the Baal contests it, if the Baal is married. But if the Baal is not married, you don't have to say Ponech to Ponech. Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam paskens that if an Isha produces a get, so the Rambam paskens in Pirkei Beis Hilchas Gerushin Halacha Beis Hoitzio get mitachas yodo ve'omro gerashnu bayu boze harizu nermenes v'dinosu be afo pi she'inu b'kuyim k'moy she'be'ah. In other words, that even though the most Rishonim hold that in any other shtar without any yiro by the baldovo, so it requires kiyum. In other words, without kiyum you cannot collect. Let's say suppose someone is meitzi in shtar al goy, Ruben is meitzi in shtar al goy against Shimon. Now if Shimon is present, so in Monefshech, if he's present, and if he doesn't, if he's teyum mizuyev, so then we have to be kind. If he's not teyum mizuyev and he sees it, so that means there is an admission, there is it was baldi, so the shayla doesn't even come up. But suppose Ruben is meitzi a shtar chayiv against Shimon, and Shimon is midnas yam, he's not around, and he wants that Besdin should collect from the nechosim of Shimon. So most rishonim say that he has to be mikay. He couldn't collect unless he's mikay. Tanim amizu. So that's another shtos. Mashein ke in get. If Anisha produces a get, so she doesn't have to bring in a kiyum to authenticate the get, the chesimah say, she doesn't have to do it. Why not? So, as a matter of fact, Teisves says, V'ilgi shalavirim yiskayim b'chizmo, avol kol zman del yosef baal u'me'arei, we're not learning that Teisves is yet. I just want to mention the first line. Aber kurz mal los in Baal und Haare, nis is auf die Aget, wir wollen Tamina misuyen, nim schon mit Gina Akilu Barabba. So that means that Get is an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that if somebody wants to collect with the Shtar, shall we give the body, so then Besen will not collect unless the one who produces the Shtar is Mikayim the Shtar. But without kiyum, so then we are teyum mizuyev, and we are chayshish, maybe the shtar was forged. That's the general thing that applies to all shtores. But by get, the hachomim were made. We should begin akhir rabba. So by get, if a nisha produces a get, so best will let her get married without being the kind of day again. Because we should begin akhir rabba. Shkin akhir rabba. This is the shita of the Rambam also. Except that the Rambam doesn't mention the reason. The Rambam doesn't mention the reason of Mishimidina Kulabam. The Rambam just says, we see a get the Rasyodo, the Ombo, Girashli, Bayu, Gose, Haris, and Menes, with Inosite, Afa Kishin. But he doesn't mention the time of Mishimidina Kulabam. But it's the same shit, without mentioning the time of this. Discusses this thing in great length in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Geirashin, Haloche Chof Gimel and Haloche Chof Dal. Perek Zayin, Hilchas Geirashin, Haloche Chof Gimel, Haloche Chof Dal. So the Rambam says as follows: Hoyi shenosan get li ishte v'nichta v'nechta v'ponel v'yom alo hariyat shulchosi lo yiloche ad bez mitleini v'hem yamidu shliach v'yipu lo get ze v'nizgar shebe harei zu nemenes lima b'fneim v'nechta v'nechta והם נטלין איסי ונסני איסי משיח ליטני לא כמיים הרבה כמיים הרבה. So that's a mission at the end of the second period that for Gimel איש עצמו מביא אוגיתו. So the Gimel has a kasha איש המחימות הגיעות אל גיבלי גרשו. So אומר אבונה באים לו לתסגר שבי אופני בזן פלאים ופלאים דיום לו כמות איסוסו מסניך הארה habe ich nicht jammer, habe ich nicht noch, habe ich nicht so, habe ich nicht so, habe ich nicht kabole, so, habe ich nicht in the tree holy makrum, varei becheskas migoreshes. So when is she required, if the woman herself produces the get, the liver of the get? So when is she required, see for the nechdam, if the Baal stipulated that for a certain time she should act in the capacity of a shliach? But if the Baal didn't make any stipulations, so then she became divorced by the mere handing over of the get from the Yana Baal, Yana Isho, so she doesn't have to say for nechdam, for nechdam. Hoyu viget shebiyoto, kosov kiru chosi, veoidim chsum molo, viafo pi sheinonu makirin, ksav eis on aidi, velo niskaye, en chesi shilo shemo zifo eise. Without kiru. So Besdin gives her a heter to get married. As long as she produces the get, that's the right. Shareinu mikalkeles al atzma. Vei, shoeidim achsum molo aget, arein ki mishenech kiru idusam Besdin, ad sheheisho me'arem. לפיכוך נמיד הגט בחזקו של ותינוסי, ואינכי שישי שלא ימצא מסוים. כמו שנמיד הגט בחזק הסקושר, כי שיובי איזה ישליח עד שיערי רבל, או עד שיובי ראיו, שהוא מזוי הפריפוטו, שנוחש לדבור עם אלו בחיי צבאל, כך הוא נוחש לגט שהתנבל בפנינו, שמו ביטלי, מחכי נוסני, או שמו עידים פסורים חוסמו בי, והרי הוא כמזוי הפריטחי, או שמו שלא ישמו נכתב. וכשם שאינכי שישים לזה וחיי צבאי, אלו נעמידנו על חזקוסי, עד שלבודה שהוא בוטל, כך לא נוחש לא משפיח, ולא מישהו עצמו שהגט יצא מתחסיודו, שדין היו איסורים כדין המונס. So the Rambam is unusually marich, he's not the derech of the Rambam. To be marich, he is always very brief. And very seldom does he give explanations and does he mention kashes. And here he mentions the kashe, and he didn't formulate it in the standard form of Teisves, Tema v'yishleima, or Tzorchiyum v'yishletaret, but in this halacha the Rambam has the kashe, and the Rambam has the teretz. So what is the kashe that the Rambam makes? How is it that get differs from all other shtores? In all other shtores there is halacha, that if a baal hashtar, if someone produces ishtar, let's say, a malve, Ruben is allegedly a malve, and he produces a shtar, and that shtar purports to say that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000. And he comes to Bezin, and he wants, and Shimon, if Shimon is around, so Monefshach, what does Shimon say? Either he admits or he contests. If he contests, so then he has to be Mikhaim Ruben. If he doesn't contest, then he's around in Bezin, so he admits. So there is a Dozvaldin, so there is no problem. Nothing to consider. But suppose Ruben produces that star against Shimon. Shimon is Medinas Yam, and he wants that Bezin should collect, so Bezin wouldn't collect unless Ruben will produce Edim who will testify that they recognize, let's say, the chsimes of the senators. He has to be Mikhail. So that, and the same thing applies to all stars. Let's say, if Ruben produces Ishtar Matone or Ishtar Mechire, gave him title in a certain piece of land. And he wants to recover that piece of land, and Shimon is not around. So again, Bezdin will not recover for him the piece of land unless Ruben will be Mikhaim Mishtar. So that's the general law. In other words, we are Hesheish for Mizuyim. So get should be the same. In other words, that if an Ishe produces a get, so Bezdin should tell the Ishe, until you produce witnesses who will testify that they recognize the alleged signatories, the signature of the alleged signatories, you cannot get married. Maybe you forged it. Why don't we say that? Why don't we apply the same aloche that we apply to all other shtores? So Teisve says that kashe, and Teisve says it's a special book, because I've told the whole aloche that a baldovo has to be mikayim eidim before he recovers, before he collects. Through best shaloi bifnei baldin. So then that's with Rabbanon. With Raise we don't have to be cheshish for zil. So Mela sees it's only with Rabbanon, and with Raise we say the machsum lashta nasik lachdu is a mebezin. So Mela vis-a-vis gitten. So mishum ikun akil Rabbanon. Chachamim didn't want to be married. That's Tesis Teretz. But the Rambam raises the same kashe, but he doesn't give Tesis Teretz, and he gives another Teretz. He says that the halacha. That only by Mome we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyim. But by get not. Why? Shein dine yo yisurim kidin amomis. He says, Uchshem shein Cheshish in loze vechayetzibe. Elo namideinu al cheskosi. Achi yivoda ashu ubote. Kach lo yinochish lo yishliach lo yisha atzmo. Sha get yeitzim itachas yodo. Shein dine yo yisurim kidin amomis. Shein dine yo yisurim kidin amomis. She didn't even saw the Amonis. All right. So what? So he doesn't give taste with Teretz. You should be going to have a Rambam. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? Does anyone have the Rambam in Ches Avodim? There's the last chedik in the Rambam. Now the same question arises in connection with Shtar Shichu, because Shtar Shichu also, if Yishliach delivers Shtar Shichu, so he has Bimdina Sayam, so he has the same for Nechdu for Nechdu. But if Yishliach from Eretz Yisrael delivers Ishtar Shichu to the Eved Naini, he does not have the same for Nechta and for Nechta. So the Rambam says in the Ches Avodim, only if Ishliach delivers Ishtar Shichu, so he has to say for Nechta and for Nechta. But if the Eved Naini himself produces Ishtar Shichu, he doesn't have to be Mikayim. He doesn't have to be Mikayim. Says that's a vice further in the morning. Perikvok Melchas Avodim, Halochei, Vov, Zion. So he says, Bishishit, Halochei, Perikvok Melchas Avodim, Halochei, Bishishit Vorim, Shovim Shechul Avodim Ligdenoshi, to be short Vorim Marim, to be short Vashtoz. Veilin Hashishu, Sulim Bachoi Shalakum, Mokshirim Bidakum, Mitzchir Ksim, Shem Hashach Eratmei, ואם נכתוב עם מחובר, ויחיץ מידיים על זה בפני זה, איכות כתינושי, ואיכות שיכולי עבודים, שובים למלך ולמי. סודן נהלוך הזיים נצאז, וכיצד שובים למלך ומי, שהמי בגד שיכו בארץ ישראל, אין צורך לימה בפנחת ובפנחת. ובחוץ לארץ, אם אינני מצויים לקיימי, ויום האשרי הפונח כפונח דם, זהו קיימי, ואם בו עוד מביר, רחקי משליחים לי, כמי שבאנו בגנושי, כי שם שאולי שעצמו מביא אותו, ונצריכו לקיימי, הוא יובגת איתם תחסיודו, כך אוהבת ששתשיכו לי איתם תחסיודו, אם יצורך לקיימי. וכשם שאולי שאולי מרק לפונח דו ופונח דם, אם ישנו לאו כמי שבאנו קיימי, כך אוהבת שאין ביגט ואין מפונח ופונח דם, נמר על יסעד דרך ונצורכים. So, the raivet is masik. Here, in the form of the Sabbatim, and the raivet says that if an evet tiny produces ishtar shichu, and if it's not mikuyem, so based on your telling, you cannot be considered as a mishuchah until you are mikayim. And the same asogi of the raivet is mentioned by the raivet in the place of the Kirish. So he says, we see you get the tachasyod of your omor, gerash ni bailo, bailo yose, harizu ni menes vidinosite, afo ki sheine mikuye, kmoi shebeya. The Rambam says, so the raivet says, kosov the raivet zahar, eimer ani she is kailin lechitmo, afo ki shalu yotso lo bira. What's the pshat of the raivet? Because the raivet was bothered by the same kasha that Jesus says, that the Rambam asks. By all shtonas there is aloche, that if the shtar is not mikuye, so this will not collect, because we are chishish from Yisrael. So we may lay by get and by shtashich, or the same thing. The raya, to the shittes haraive, and I'm not sorry, the raya to the shittes harambam, the shittes hatesis, that get and shtashich are an exception, is from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that if he's a shriya, the neighbors he gets from Eretz Yisroel. So he doesn't have to say b'fonech b'fonech tam. And only if the Baal is me'aria, then it requires gain. But if the Baal, as long as the Baal is not me'aria, he's not. It doesn't require kiyum. So that's the raya from Teisves and the Rambam. So if a shliach in Eretz Yisrael does not have to be mekayim the get, so when the Isha herself produces the get, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laaretz, you shouldn't have to be mekayim the get either. Alright. So that's a kasha of the raya. We'll discuss some in the Shiddes raya further in the Gemara. But anyway, so the raya is chilek, and according to the raya, there is no distinction between Shosh Torres on one hand and Gedisha and Shtashich on the other. different explanations. Deisbe says the reason is why Get is distinguished from other Shtores is because Mishum Nitilat Kol Rabo. But the Rambam says, Shem Dinei Yisurim Gedina Amomen Es. Now what does it mean? Not a special Kulei, because of Mishum Nitilat Kol Rabo. But Yisurim does not have the same din as the Imam. So, the Shit is Rambam in this follows. I mean, there's the plain shot in the Rambam. Now, by Shtori Nomen, so we say, if the Ishe, if the Malva, let's say, produces Ishtar Al-Goy, against the lady, Shalom Bifonov, of the lady, so basically we'll tell the Malva, we are not going to collect your debt until you authenticate the Chsimisei. You produce witnesses will testify that that's their handwriting, that's theirs. Otherwise you cannot collect. And that applies to all Shtoros. If a Meicher or if a Lekeach will produce Ishtar Mechira or Ishtar Matone from the Meicher, so basically will tell him we're not going to recover that piece of land for you unless you are Mikayim Bishtar. But, so, that is if it's a Levi for you. Now suppose it is before of you. Suppose it is before of you. Suppose the Levi is in this. And the Levi says Mizui. The Levi says Mizui. So you may lay, then he certainly cannot collect. Why? Because he's a Balbobo. The Levi is a Balbobo. He's an interested party. So Mimele, he has the monies. Like all timers of Balbobo. He has the monies. So he, the Malve, produces a star, a boy against the Levi, before him. And the Levi says, this star was forged. David never signed it. They were forged. So then the Malve cannot collect unless two Levi come and they testify that it wasn't forged. That they recognize the signature. That it wasn't forged. So, but if Eidim do not amachli kaim the Tersimus Eidim, so then he cannot collect. Why? Because the Levi, the Baldovo, has the monies. He has the monies to say Israel, because he's an interested party. So he has the monies. So Mele, even Shaloi Bifano, the Shit is a Rambam, even Shaloi Bifano, there is a haloche of Psach Picholim. In other words, that all the times that the Baldovo could have presented in this, had he been around, if he's not around, if let's say the Malveh produces it against the Yoshim of the Levi, or against the Likuches of the Levi, and the Bishtar is given from Chosim Shibodi, so, or against the Levi Shalom Bifono, so he's a Levi, because he's not around. Maybe if he had been around, he would say, this Shtar was his fault. So there is a law here of Psach Picholilei that Bezdi has to present all the possible claims that the Baldovo would have been emor if he had presented. Now, if the Baldovo had been around the lady or the Meicher or the son, so had been around and he would have presented the claim that the Shtar is forged, so then Bezdi wouldn't recover. So now that the Malveh or the Lekeach presents it against the Levi, or against the Meicher, against the Neisi, Shalei Bifnei HaMeicher, Shalei Bifnei HaNeisi, Shalei Bifnei HaLevi, so Bezdin acts as his advocate, and because of the Aloche of Psach Picholilei, and Bezdin presents all the times that the Baldovo could have presented, that's the Aloche of Psach Picholilei. So Mele, the Aloche, so this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, Sheindini Yisrum Kedina Amomnes. This aloche of that Shalom Bifonov, we are chishish for Mizuyev, is based upon the aloche of Psach Picholilei. Because if the Baldovo had been taken Mizuyev, he would be never. So the Mele, if the Baldovo is Shalom Bifonov, and the Malveh produces a shtar against the Levi Shalom Bifonov, or suppose the Levi died, and then the Malveh produces the shtar against the Yoshim, the children of the Levi. And they don't know whether it was forced, what it was. How should they know? They're not informed as to everything that transpired in their father's lifetime. So the Yoshim are also ill. Or if the Shtar is produced against the Kuches because he wants to be given from the Chosim Shibodi, the Kiyad is not in a position to know. So then the Aloch is that Bezdin has to become the advocate of the Balvin, who is an Ilay, who is in the Gedder, in the Prima of an Ilay, because they don't know the fact. And Bezdin has to present all the times that the Baldovo, if he had been around, would have been Emon, had he presented. So Bezdin has to present the times. So it's based upon the Aloche of Tanina. That's the reason. It's based upon the Aloche of Tanina. It's based upon the law of Tanya. So when is the child to say Psach Pichol Ilayim when there is a Moldova? But yet there is no Moldova, it is a Re'eter. There is no Aloha Psach Pichol Ilayim by the teacher. It is a Re'eter. So in many ways, this is what the Rambam means. She'in Dineo in Surum Givine Hamonis. Because by moment there is a Moldova. In many ways the Moldova would be Nehemon. So even if it is produced, shall it be free Moldova? So Blessed has to fulfill the role of an advocate of the Moldova on the basis of the Tzeres HaKosel for Psach Pichol Ilayim and to present all the times that the Moldova could have presented. Masheikim Baget, there is no Moldova, and Vashtar Shicho, there is no Moldova either. Even though Vashtar Shicho, there is a Kiyan Momin also, and as far as the Kiyan Momin that the Odin has in the Eved, it's a need, it's a monetary interest like any other Kiyan Momin has. But the shtar, the purpose of the shtar is not to divest the oath of the title, I mean of the monetary interest. That is Mimele. The purpose of the shtar is to be mishachar. Mimele, the Eved gains something, gains the monetary interest, and the oath loses the monetary interest. So maybe it's not Isurin. So the Odin cannot be considered as a Baldom. The Odin cannot be considered as a Baldom. This is what I mean, this is what we discussed. Bishlam by Gez, so the Baal is not a Baldom. But by Shicho, so he should be considered as a Baldom. So that's a cash. Alright, that's a cash. But the Rambam says by Gez, the Rambam says, שהגט יצא מתחס יודו שאין דיני או איסורים כדיני המונס. Not all right. That's the Ramos. Now, Teisves does not say that. Teisves says that the reason is why we are not Heshish from Israel by the Tisho is because we should begin to kill the Ramos. Why doesn't Teisves say the Rambam stop? Why doesn't Teisves say the Rambam stop? Why does it take this mention in the time of the Rambam Shein Dinei Yisur Dinei Hamonos? So it's mashma that according to this Shike, we don't have to make the reason as to why, but Shtov and Momen. So the Besdin will not collect from the Leve, Shalei Bikleya Leve, or will not recover from the Meche, from the Nesei, Shalei Bikleya Meche, Shalei Bikleya Nesei, is not because of Psach Picholim. Not because of something, but as a matter of fact, you see, there is a shita of shame that even by shtar goye, best is when the mouth is lazy, shtar goye, then the leiva shall be fun off. So best is not in Israel. That's the shita of the reinsurance. Tensus here says that best is the reason. If the mouth is lazy, shtar goye, then the leiva shall be fun off. But the shita of the ri, in Suva says that Bezdin is not in Israel, by Shtar Al-Goyim. Now, why not? So Perua, Bezdin is there, but Israel not. Why Perua, yes? Because of the Alok of Psach Pichol Ilayim. And since the Moldova himself, the Levi himself, would be known to be paying Perua, so the Mele, Bezdin is staying in Perua on behalf of the Levi, on behalf of the Levi. But Mizuyev, Bezdin is nothing. Why not? Because Mizuyev is a Yotzer Mishrichet. In other words, so that means the Aloch of Psach Pichol Ilayim applies only to something that is Shriach. Piroi Mishriach. It's very Shriach. Every Shriach has to be paid. So that's the natural thing, that's the regular thing. So the Mele, Bezdin is the Mizuyev Perua on behalf of the Leibesh Olimpon, or on behalf of the Yosh, or on behalf of the Rukiah. Because Piroi is a tiny Shriche. Masheik and Mizuyev is a tiny Shriche. So a tiny Shriche, Bezdin is nothing. So there is no Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilayim in connection with something that is Shriche. So that's the sheet of the Ri. Now, Teisves, so the Ri holds that even Shtar Momen, so we are not Heshish for Mizuyev. Why? Because we don't apply the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilayim. We don't apply the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilayim because it's a tiny Shriche. That's the sheet of the Ri. Now, Teisves here, he gives his Chelek on the Ri. And he says,
aber die momentanen müssen jetzt nicht verschwinden von der Sinnlichkeit. Die Mutter schafft es keine Hoverje, sie noch überall um dich gestanden und er lacht in jedem Arzne, der Mitrein, schon in die Vonhof, in die Sehnen und alle Kuches. So this is the business why this is here in Eden Holmes, that best will not collect from the Lebe Shalom the Vonhof or from Yoshi. From Yoshi is not because best is staying with it. Jew takes a student in Washington, even if that's an expression, but it's not on the basis of Sakti Chalilem. But this is Shite here is because of the Shakti's Chaim Chobarye, in order to avoid the situation that every unscrupulous person will be able to take advantage of a nice person by simply forging the star, and then he'll produce it in Besdin, and then the Shalom Yifonov, and then Besdin will collect. So in order to avoid this unfavorable situation, of that's called the Shabbos Chaim Chobarye, so the Chachomim will be saying the true indeed, that in the Raise, there is a Loche, of the Maksum Moashta, Nasek Mishinach, you know, the Besdin. How is it that when somebody produces a Shtar, we don't invest in it? If Aiden testifying Besdin, orally, so then there is a loch over the Rashi of the Chakata, all right, the Chachomim only saying that the Mominus do not require Rishon Kire. But with the Raisi, even the Mominus require Rishon Kire. And by Shtar, the Besdin doesn't do anything. They don't investigate, they don't ask any questions, they just look at the Shtar and they act on it. So that's because of the Aloche of Eden Machsum of Ashtar, Nasim Yachki Zibes. That's the Aloche, that's the Zakosu of Shtar Raya. Of Psev Bisa, Bisev Yom Hasei, the Pasuk Yom Yom. In other words, that there is such a Raya of Shtar. So the fact that the Baal Ashtar, let's say, in Malve, in Keach, in Kabo Matone, produces Ishtar, so that's a Raya, that everything was done Kedaz Bidin. And we don't have to anticipate the possibility, maybe it was forged, maybe they were more puzzled, maybe they were craving. I mean, there are so many different psuri that could have passed the star. How is it that Besdin, when it is a star, produced Besdin excellent? The answer is that the Aloha, Bedi Maksum Vashtar, Nazim Shlachar is the Besdin, without it. So that's the answer. So the Rabbonon, the Chachomim Mor Misakim, because of the Shakti's Chaim Chobarye, in order to eliminate an opportunity, in order to preclude an opportunity to an unscrupulous person to take advantage of a nice man, by all kinds of dishonest practices, forging the Shtar and everything, the Chachomim Mor Misakim, that while with the Raisi, there is a loche, of any maximum ashtar, not in Achnes Mebesdin, without Kiyum ashtar, but with Rabbonon, when can we say not in Achnes Mebesdin, only if the ashtar is Mekuyen. But until it is Mekuyen, until the ashtar is authenticated, what does Kiyum mean? Kiyum is really the counterpart of notarizing, you know, certain documents have to be notarized. What is the purpose of a notary public notarizing document? He attests to the fact that this is the signature of that person. Otherwise, you could think, maybe somebody else put his name. So the notary public attested. So Kiyum is really the counterpart of notarization. In other words, he authenticates, he verifies that this is the genuine signature of the alleged signatory. So in other words, so neither I say even without Kiyum. So we say, Eidi Machsum Lashtar, Nasek Yishnachol Nisim Ebesim. But with the Rabbon, we do not say Nachel or Nisim Ebesim until the Shtar is Niskaya. So that means if the Shtar is not Niskaya, so we don't have the Bureau of Shtores as yet. So the Mele, Teisve says the Kashe, since it's not on the basis of Psach Kevalim, but it's on the basis of a special Takone, that with the Rabbon, we do not say Eidi Machsum Lashtar, Nasek Yishnachol. Not exactly this will be best until it is Niskayim, until there is Kiyum, so mainly the Bureau of Shtores is not completed without Kiyum. So the same thing should be true about Getisha too. If an Isha comes to Bez, she produces a get, and in that get it's mentioned that her husband, Jacob and Shimon, divorced her late. So how can Bez allow her to get married? Maybe she forged it. That's in it. The answer is there is a law of the maximum ashtar, but with Rabbanon there is a takone that that it's only considered Nachtolism if there is Nefta Kiyum. But until Kiyum, it's not considered Nachtolism if there is. So, person should not be allowed to give her a heter to get married until she authenticates the Shtiket. So, this is it, the Shinibulikul Rabbah. So, that's a point, that it's not Nachtolism if there is, until it is Niskayim the Shtar, does not apply to them. You see, so that's the machlokes between Tesfes and Rambam. According to Tesfes, the reason is why the story moment, so we must have Kiyum Shalom Fono, is because of the Aloha of Sakti Chodira. According to the Rambam, because of Sakti Chodira. So we know that Aloha of Sakti Chodira is only Shariach in moment, where there is a Baldogo. But by Gede Tisuni, there is no Shariach of Baldogo of Sakti Chodira, of Tanuna, to the Baldogo. Why Vashtar Shichol, why the Shadar Tash? We'll discuss it later. But that is the Shinas HaRamba. But this is the Shinas that the reason is why Vashtar Momen. So we require Kiyum Shalom Fono is not because of Sakti Chalila. The Aloch of Sakti Chalila doesn't apply for the same reason that the Bibliim Tzuvah says that it doesn't apply. Why? Because Mizuyah is Tanim Vashrich. So the text says here, it knows that Sakti Chalila applies only to Tanim Vashrich. But it doesn't apply to time and evolution. But there is a special takone because of the Shabbos Chayim Choberye that until the Shtar is disguised, it's not natural to some event. So in the same takone should apply to get in Shatru. So Jesus says, we should be punished, Akilah the Rabbah. Now, why is it Vashtar Shichol? So that's another question. I mean, it's not mistaken to say that by the level that the Nodin is not considered Baldogo. After all, a Nodin has the Kinyan Moment in addition to the Kinyan Nisa. So from the point of view of the Kinyan Moment, with the Kinyan Moment, so it should be considered Baldogo. Alright, that's a gosh. Full discussion. Now, the first thing. Hamei Biget. Ado Gabri Shto, that's what I'm going to get. שנתנן באשר היה חילים חיץ מהגט ותקראי יום בעיר בכל שטורת ופרק יסקאדו נעמד תנדי וחיל גיטי ופרשות וקדימו אמן so why? So not word so get is not the name for it both get is any shtar so why? And here we are referring the Mishnah is referring to the both not to an ordinary shtar so the Mishnah should say get isho not get. So we call the king where he is rach with four ish kang the tisho, we should bring the king is here and the tonic gets down, I am the tisho. Uma, she the yagin lichte. You may sure it begin. In the tam, we should get the matri you pray. Vi shom ma vi shim rabai boyen, o shim rabi nesadye, vi shim lichsi, say it for Christ. Ki shiu yi vei shi, ki na mapsi, ki na bo, ki shi no teo, ki do ma do bas, re shi to, ki aber sie sind in Konzeiber wie Seifer, wie Hefzig Schäbin, bei Dabel, wie Mr. Teiro, wo ich aus dem Schäne, ja, noch Heiser, wie Schäne, mach ich aber mal, oh. So, total ja, Mensch. One is, because get the mask and you face. Get the mask and you face. And then he says, in the name of Rabbi Goyer, Rastati Goyer, that because Torah says they got priests, so the melee has to be analogous, the Tzure has to bear an analogy to the Tzure of Yisheva Torah. And in Yisheva Torah, so we have Yudvei Shitin of Hefsek, between the various Chumashi, the various Vori. Actually, we have more than Yudvei Shitin. In other words, we have 16 Shitin, but because the Abo Shittim between Bamidbar and Bori, that is not common. Or that is smart. It's not that Al-Tudin that we require. Because first of all, there is no such aloha that get has to conform to the Dinim of Siva Torah. Even those alohas that are alohas in the Ksiva Siva Torah itself do not apply to get. Do not apply to get. Allah has come to the Ham of this. It's not even aloha in the Ksiva Siva Torah. This is aloha in the Hefsek, in the blank space that has to be left between one Chumash and another. So that certainly doesn't apply to get in Tel Aviv. But that is because the Torah calls it Sefer Chizuz, so the minhag was adapted. So the minhag was adapted that it should bear an analogy in Tzure to the Tzure of the Sefer Torah in the number of shuras of shittings of hepset between the various ones. So that's the time for the minhag. The time. Now, all right. So this you understand. What's the pshat? Rabbi Tam. Tam says, Mashiach, Lichtei. If they should get, either of the town, we should get the matri in place. So what is that? What kind of explanation is that? Just because getting is the matri in place, I mean, that's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that get is the matri in place. So because of that, so we should adapt the search of humble invasion because the matri happens to be, in place. But I think that the plain pshat of the town is, Rabbi Tam will agree with the town of Rabbi Boy and Rav Sadik. After all, I mean, they are gaining money. So they came before Rabbi Tam. And they mentioned the town, I mean. So they probably had a kabbalah that this is the reason. Why should Rabbi Tam reject the town, which is very reasonable, I mean, as it's smart. I mean, it's not a deal, as it's smart. So why should Rabbi Tam reject that town? And he mentioned another time, I mean, that just because the gematria of get is great doesn't even make sense. I think that Rabbi Tam is saying that not, Rabbi Tam is not saying, as it is usually understood, that because get is gematria is great, that's why we have to have evasions. Why was the term get applied? After all, I mean, there's a lot of discussion. What kind of a word is it get anyway? What kind of word? There's a lot of discussion in that. Various explanations are being given as to the meaning and the origin of the word get. Now, some say that in Aramaic, in the Lashon of Yerushalmi, so gate means separate, pull away. In other words, it is the same word in Aramaic like good, put in order. What is good with the either I pull or you pull. In other words, when one person pulls away from the other, so then he separates from the other. In other words, if two people are bound, so then, and so how do you separate from? By pulling away. So that's the expression good. So it's gimel vov dalet. And in Aramaic, so it can be miscalled between good and good. And we find a certain notion in Yerushalmi, gatya means separate. So that's one explanation. Another explanation that is given by the Sheni as to the origin of the term get, because it's a difficult word, I mean. What does it mean get? What's its origin? He said, the Kolbe actually says that Chachomim coined that expression because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. Let's say, Aleph and Beis. So we find it Av. So we have is that these two letters coming together. But Gimel and Ges coming together we don't find in Tanakh. In any single word. In other words, that means that Gimel and Ges, there is total separation. I mean, we do not find the match of Gimel and Ges. So what does Ges mean? Ges means that the Shtar that separates, that is tailored, is the relationship between husband and wife. So maybe the Chachomim adapted that word, Gimel Tes, because Gimel Tes, between a Gimel and a Tes, we don't find any connection in any word in the Tanakh. All right, that's another explanation. So the question arose, why did the Chachomim adapt, coin this word, get it? So apparently I think this is what Rabbi Tam meant. Rabbi Tam didn't mean, because that sounds like, you know, like a, so it's not based upon our law, this. So he says, we should get the matri in your place. Get the matri in your place. So because of that we have to have, you may shit it, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'll be our law. But Rabbi Tam was trying to explain, like many other machines, the origin of the word get. So Rambam says, Rambam has in mind Rabbi Goyim and Rastadi Goyim. Rabbi Goyim and Rastadi Goyim. The reason as to why we have to have you pay shittes, what this mass, because it's even Jesus. Some male, the daily Yisrael, the Kadmelim, I mean, it's not mentioned in Chazal, but this practice existed in the time of Rastadi Goyim, you see, and long before Rastadi Goyim. So the daily Yisrael, the Kadmelim, decided, because of the Patrices, that there should be a resemblance between the Tzure of the Sefer Torah and the Tzure of the Geh. So since in the Sefer Torah we have Yudvei Shittes in the blank space that are mapsi between one Chumash and another, so because of that, so the Kadmeinim were misakim after the Nechatam, that Geh should also have Yudvei Shure. So Mele, so Ramtam agrees with them. So that is exactly. So Rabbi Tam says that this minik dates back from Chazal. This is what Rabbi Tam is in Chazal. As a matter of fact, the Ashites and the Rambo pastors that accept the Mokim Yigunen. So we cannot be mati a woman who got a get that does not have exactly the patience. Only the Mokim Yigunen are mati. So in other words, so why should we machmir like that? Only the Mokim Yigunen, in other words, if the circumstances are such that if we require the husband to give another get, so then she'll never be able to get married. So then it's all right. But if it's possible, you know, to be sadder another get, which person is not allowed to give a heter to the woman who received the get that is perfect without any flaw, except that it doesn't have the issue. Why should it be machmir? Apparently, there was a shite that this minute, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara in any place, it's not mentioned in Yerushalayim, it's not mentioned in the Sefer, but that practice prevailed in the time of the first Gehenim, so Rabbi Tam felt that this minute, this practice, dates back to Yimei Chazal, to the days of the Tanoim. So, and what is the raya? So the explanation is, and they were not, you know, there is the Rambam says in his memory that Bez Nagodu can be Gezer Zere and can be Misakir Takone and can be Mani Geminek. There are certain things that Bez was not Misakir. But they were Mani, they just introduced a certain practice. Now let's say, Rishredesh. How are Rishredesh? Is a Minek. A Minek from Chazal. That means that Chazal never wore Misakir that I'm Rishredesh yet to recite Halel, but they introduced it without being Misakir. So it seems that the Avi Sheni, who held that this minik, it's not a Takonis Chachom. If it had been a Takonis Chachom, then the Gemara would mention. How is it possible that Chachom should be Misakin a Takone and not mention? But if it's a minik, then the Tanoim of Sheni, that the Tanoim of Sheni introduced, that every get should have Yudvei Shure. So why war the Chachom? Man that minek, because the Torah says Sefer Kriyos, so the Chachomim were man that minek introduced that practice that the get should bear resemblance in Surah to Sefer Torah. So because of that, the Chachomim coined the term get. The Chachomim coined the term get because it has no meaning get. What? You see, according to one sheet of the Sheni, so get was coined by the Chachomim because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. So to symbolize an absolute purity and separation between husband and wife, so they coined a new word. So the Chachomim coined a new word. You see from the whole point that the Chachomim coined that new word. So Rambam also that the Chachomim coined that new word. Why? Because that practice of having the day sure as we get is older than this word get. And because, so why did they coin the term get? Because the gematria of get is vague, and since there is a practice from David's Avishayim that the get should have Yudvei Shures, so maybe they coin that word for you. I think that's the chat. Alright, good. We have to go by the tapes list in the Yam. Modul Nokat maybe get me chutz l'oretz, ki it's only bit more. So Rashi says, with the Pashto, We can read in Rashi also Teisa Shite. But with the Tashrei, so Rashi says that Midrash Miyam means Chutzlore. But Teisa says the Kashe, why don't they say Chutzlore? Kitana Bidmora, maybe get this image made of Chutzlore, which is the Chutzlore, and the Mashma Kol Chutzlore. After you reckon the Chavon, the Rochen Yoka Midrash Miyam is the Mashma Rochen. Moishe Shalom Bayu Midrash Miyam. Och mit der Kirche von Benjamin und Twain. Der Hoch und Midrash Miyam. La Fuki Rekem Bechavo, du Poli Gura Namina. So according to Teisves, Midrash Miyam means Chutz Loretz Rochik. La Fuki Rekem Bechavo, no it's Chutz Loretz. So, but it is not Rochik. It doesn't have to say Fonech and Fonech. So Ramdan Leon says that even by Smuchik, Chutz Loretz, if the Shriya believe what he gets, from Chutz Loretz, Smuchim, even from Smuchim Chutz Loretz, he also has to say for Nechta. But according to Tanakame, only Chutz Loretz Rochik, he has to say for Nechta, for Nechta. All right. Aber wir in der Rechen. Mashma, die Rechen, Dorim, Boi, Yisroel. So, it appears from this Mishneh, since the Mishneh is talking of a king, of the Shia delivering to get from Rechem, so obviously in Rechem they are Jews, otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. The old Islamic says, Damani, Kolaksom, Imaboy, Rechem, Teiri, the Rebut of Mitam, Ibnishim, Gale, Mitei, so Tanakame says, now, a Kefem of the Nochrit, of the Goyim, is not Mitam. So, if, let's say, we have Ksom from Rechem, so they're not Mitam. Because the Ksomim obviously from Nochriyos. The Rebuta Mitamit, the Shemir Mitoi, so we see that there are no Jews in Rechem. And even according to the Jude, so what kind of Jews do we have? Jews who do not observe anything. So, Hayim Shum, but from this Mishnah it seems that there are Jews, Jews who observe too. In other words, the descendants get. Hayim Shum. Ksom, im anu tsoim shom, dem et kechor dim hei. Hi Yisroel matzmin kismei hei. So it's not a pshat that we reckon that no Jews, they are Jews. But we cannot attribute the Ksomim to the Israelis. Because machmatzniyet, they don't leave it exposed. Now here, the Kesem was found on a beggar that was left open, accessible to everybody. So it must have been left by a woman who does not observe Tzniyeh. So it's not by the Jews of Rechem. So it's by the Goyim of Rechem. But in Echname, they are Jews in Rechem. We review them in Tame, Mirale, the Eison Shemeya Gintira, the Vichichotim, and Geri, Vitei, Uleilam Yisroel Namedorim. And Rebuta says, no, Rebuta is also made it, that there are many Jews who observe the Torah. But there are certain Jews who report themselves completely like Goyim, completely assimilated. But they are, and these assimilated Jews, they don't sort of comply with the tzniyos of Bnei Yisrael, so they leave the ksamim accessible to everybody. So mainly it's possible that this kesem was from a Jewish woman who deports himself like a Goyim, but since he's Jewish, Some melee, it is mitam. Alright. But there is no kasha, but there are many Jews in Rechem. But we couldn't attribute the ksomim to the Jews because they will not leave it open, accessible to everyone. Alright, now.
Isn't there a machloket in the system?
Yeah, right. Good question. So, what is it? I mean, is it a machloket in mitzies? In other words, whether those who deport themselves by going are Jews or not Jews, what is it? I mean, the Mitzvah is what it is. I mean, sometimes we do find the Machlokes Mitzvah, but it's very seldom that we find the Machlokes Mitzvah, and especially this kind of Mitzvah. I mean, this can be verified. I mean, who are they? Are they Jews or are they who are assimilated or are they going? Now, there is Rashi. What does it mean when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, in Mide, Mitamit Neshem, Geirin Vitoim? What does it mean? Geirin Vitoim. What does it mean, Toim? So there is two different shot in Rashi. Rashi indeed שנגירים ודומם תומי ויקי שמצנין את כסמי. So Rashi Nidei is in Poesh. What do you mean ויקיים? ויקיים, in other words, they are so ignorant and שמצנין את כסמי, that they don't even know, they're not even conscious that there are certain norms of tzniyas to which a human being is to adhere. I mean, they are not conscious. Tain, in the sense, they're not conscious of tzniyas to which they have to adhere. In other words, if they had been conscious, so they wouldn't leave the Ksomi accessible to everybody, but they're so assimilated with the Goy that they don't know of any tzniyas. That's the pshat of Goy. This is Rashi in Yidu. Rashi in Murakame. So the Mishnah is cited here. Rabbi Yehuda Mitamei, mitnei shein rubon geiri, mitnei shein, so, rubon geiri, vidomo mitamei, uchi misroyle, elo shein tei, vinei agi mechukis anochim varein kisroy mona. In other words, so where is Rashi in the explained state, in the sense? They don't know that it's near from the mayor. They are very likely to leave the Ksomim exposed and accessible to everybody. Rashi in Gulkam explains, saying, in other words, they are so ignorant, so they deport themselves like Goyim, and they worship other Zorek. V'nei agim bi, b'chukis anochim, v'arein kishol muna. So it doesn't mean chukis anochim, but the other Averes. They did chadah. Because then he wouldn't say v'arein kishol muna. So Mumer, in Mumer, Rabbi Zorah is a Mumer. So Rashi means saying they are Ivid Rabbi Zorah Machmasignos. That's what he means. Now, and the Rashi, in Borakame, so in explaining the Tanakame, who says, Kolaksomim Aboyim Rekim Teirei, so Rashi says, Iyo Sherubo Nochri, Vidam Nochris, Toya Midraiz, תחזיב דבר אבני ישראל שכתעזי אבי אודו ואז ישראל מתאמה ולאידה ולאידה ולא נוחץ ואף על גב ורבון גוזלים שכיזום אל תשמי לא יגוז דוק סומן די ישראל גופאי ודרבון נהיה ומדרעי זה דם יהיה זה יגול פסורקסים שתראה לי גופו ולא שתמצא יום בבקדו ואתו ירוע סומן גופו אמרו למסגתי שלא יגוז אדם נוחץ תומר ודיגה לך אורי So Rashi says, in explaining the Tanakame, Rashi says, that the point Tanakame is in Yosheru Benoch. In explaining the Yehudi, he says, that the Mitame Mitnei Shehei Rubon Geire. Mitnei Shehei Rubon Geire. So Rashi says that there is a machlekes between Tanakame and the Yehudi, whether they are Rubon Israeli or Rubon Geire. So now, according to Rashi, the Rashi says, stay means they are saying they don't comply with Sneas. So Rashi Nida does not say there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether in Rekem, so it's Rubom Yisraelim or Rubom Noch. So it would be that according to Rashi Pshat Nida, there is no machlekes in the Mitzvah. It's Rubom Noch, as the Tanakam says. But Rabbi Yehuda says, true, it's Rubom Noch. But there is a mute, they have the number of apparent goyim who are really Jews. True, they are a mute, but it's a substantial mute. There are a number of assimilated Jews who look like goyim, who deport themselves like goyim. Mimele,
Mimela, they don't hide their Xomim. So the question is, according to Rashi and Lide, the machleikis between Tanakam and Rabbi is not the machleikis in Mitzias. Not the machleikis in Mitzias. But the machleikis between Tanakam and Rabbi is as to whether we have to be cheshish. So Tanakam says, inasmuch as Rubon is Nochrim, some Mimele, too, there is a mute of assimilated Jews who are capable of exposing their Xomim, but we don't have the Becheshish. Mashain Kerabuda says, since there is a substantial mute, a number of assimilated Jews who can be expected to abandon their Xomim like Hefker, expose it to everybody, so maybe we have the Becheshish. So it's not the Machlokes Mitzvos. That's the Rashi. But the question is, Rashi will come in. So Rashi will come in connection with the Tanakami. He says that Rekem is a near Shuru Benochri. In connection with Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's a near Shuru Bengeri. So what is it? The Machlokes Mitzvos. I mean, didn't the Chachamim know whether Rubon are Yisraelim, born Yisraelim, or Rubon are Gerim? So that's very special. Now, I heard from a son of Moshe a very remarkable pshat, that it's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes in Mitzias, but it's a machlekes in Yim. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Geisves in Yevomis. Now, when Ger is this guy here, so he has to undergo Milet, Vil, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So Teisa Shite is that Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is Me'akim. In other words, if someone will go through Milet and Vil, and will not be Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so the Gevus is null and void, as if he didn't have. As if he didn't have. On the contrary, Teisa Shite Yevomis is that Kabbalah's Mitzvahs...